When you think of webcams, or keyboards and mice for that matter, you probably think of Logitech, and for good reason. Welcome back to Textination. I'm Fred Fishkin. Joining us from Logitech is Andrea Silva, Global Senior Marketing Manager. Hi, Andrea.
Hi, Fred. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, thanks for taking the time. Something new in your master series, the MX Brio. This has a little different look and some amazing performance. Give us the overview.
Yes, so the MX Brio is the latest 4K webcam in the Logitech portfolio, and it's also the latest addition to the MX series portfolio, so tools for advanced users. And we're very excited to have MX Brio. It's also Logitech's most advanced 4K webcam yet.
Well, give us some specs here. What are the features?
A little bit more details, of course. So as I mentioned, it's a 4K webcam. So you can meet or stream at 4K to 30 frames per second or 1080 pixels by 60 frames per second. And on top of that, we have a new high-end sensor, and it's also a custom designed lens by the team at Logitech. And additionally, the team improved the autofocus of the webcam. So now it performs better, especially at low light conditions. That was something that was very important for us while keeping this premium and 4K image. And lastly, it also has a face-based AI image enhancement. It's something we're very excited about. So for example, it adapts auto white balance and other little things that the team worked on, we're very excited about.
And the autofocus is really important today, because people tend to move around, and it essentially will keep you in focus, follow you.
So right now we have a right side. So the feature where the webcam follows you is available in Logitune. We're still assessing the interest and looking into it. It might be in the future available in Logi Options Plus. But something that is great about the autofocus is that it really identifies your face within the image. And then, for example, it adapts the exposure, adapts the HDR. If there's like noise in your image, it can also adapt. So that's something that the team worked really hard to get, and we're very happy that we have it in MX Brio.
You have a neat privacy ring on this too. Tell us about that.
So similar to other webcams that we had, we wanted to make sure that we had this privacy shutter in the webcam. So when you're done with the meeting and you want to close the day, you want to make sure all is secured and you don't want the webcam lens, for example, you can just rotate. Sorry, I was going to do it in my webcam, but it would go off. And that's something that we also thrived to make sure we include it. And it does a really nice click. Like for me, it's like when you have a professional camera, and you also open and close the lens. That's at least the feel that I have.
You've paid a lot of attention to sound here as well. Tell us about that.
Yes, so it's two beamforming microphones, which means that the sound is captured for both sides, and it also identifies where additional noises. So for example, if I have someone doing the lawn or if someone is talking in the background, it identifies where the main person is, and it does the noise cancellation.
How have the needs of customers been changing when it comes to conferencing and this technology?
Yeah, that's a good question, because that was the first thing that we looked into. So we looked at we did a small survey of 2,200 MX users, and we wanted to understand how did they work, especially in these evolving times. And I think you can relate that we work remote, maybe physically in the office. And we saw that even though 36% worked from home, 14% from the office, both also worked 15% both directions, so either remotely or the office. So this is very important when you are more and more in a virtual space, collaborating and engaging. You want to have good video and good audio to be able to connect and engage with the person that is on the other side.
Terrific. And obviously, you talked about some of this, but how does the customization work for people who want to make adjustments?
Yeah, definitely. So we have advanced fine controls. So the customizations that is available in the three softwares that we support in Options Plus, G-Hub, and Logitune. So whatever the user works, the products, they can continue using what they like. And when we look, for example, at Options Plus, which is the one that we use and we know MX users also use, you can adjust different things. You can adjust the crop. You can adjust, for example, your image if you want to look a little bit more to the right or a little bit more to the left, or if you want the webcam up and down. This is something that I find really neat. You also have the exposure, so you can really work on the exposure compensation. And when it comes to fine controls, we have also the temperature compensation, as I mentioned, but also the brightness, the contrast, the vibrance of the image. And this was something that we also brought to our solutions and experience with MX Rio. That is an innovation from the team.
And you've really grown the whole line of conferencing equipment and webcams. This is part of a pretty big picture that you've created here.
Yeah, so I can't talk numbers, but when we were working on the webcam, we were focusing on meeting and streaming, because we also know that MX users, advanced users, they also collaborate, but sometimes they also create content and they want to share the content. So having a 4K webcam is really, it really caters to that.
And this can actually tilt down for showing things. Tell us how does that work?
Yeah, it's very easy. So you can just tilt down the webcam and then you can see the screen content on the table, depending if you want to share notes, if you're creative and you want to share any type of object. And this is something that we've already incorporated from other webcams, and we wanted to make sure that we kept it for MX Brio.
Terrific. And you have mounting options as well to make it easy to use.
Exactly. So the webcam, you can also use it on the tripod. So it has a quarter inch, so it's the standard measure, and you can just remove the magnet and then put it on top of a tripod and stream away.
Tell us about pricing and availability.
So it's already available in the markets. It's $199 in the US and $229 in Europe.
Terrific. And with your software, I mean, this is very easy to work into a whole system, whether we're talking, we mentioned keyboards and mice and other kinds of devices, your microphones, et cetera. People can use one software interface, right?
To
really bring everything together.
Exactly. So for example, I'm using MX Keys Mini and the MX Master 3S. And for example, if I'm starting a meeting or maybe I'm going to cough, with a click of a mouse, I can mute the microphone or remove the or shut off the video for a moment, and then I cough, and then in a click of the mouse again or the keyboard, I could turn on the mic and the video as well. So you can decide how you want to control your ecosystem, let's say, of experiences with the MX devices.
Just terrific. You know, you have got so many great new products. I really like the new Casa pop-up desk that's got a laptop stand, a keyboard, and touchpad, packs away really smartly and really easy to take anywhere. I know that's probably not in your portfolio of what you cover, but really another great product.
Yeah, I actually also use Casa sometimes. So Even though I prefer having a fixed station, sometimes when I don't have one, it is also very practical. If I'm traveling or if I have a very small space and I can't take all my devices with me.
Just terrific. For more info, the place to go, I assume, is logitech.com or logi.com, your choice.
Exactly. Logi.com, you can find everything there. If you want to know more about MX Brio, I recommend you go to the MX section or the webcam section. It will be very easy to find on logi.com.
And once again, just to touch on it, the MX branding means what to consumers?
So the MX branding was something that we created, the Master Series, to identify the portfolio that caters to advanced users. So the same way we have, for example, the Ergo line. So really people that are conscious, that want to, that are conscious about the ergonomics and the way they sit and the products they use. We wanted to create a similar line, but catering to advanced users. So if you're a creative that uses the Adobe apps a lot and spend a lot of time at your desk and have a fixed setup, or if you're a software developer that have multiple screens, we have the products that cater for that type of audience.
The site again is logitech.com. Andrea Silva, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you so much, Fred.